When we think about multi-sided business models, this is really about systems in which value is exchanged between two parties, but then the monetization comes through another set of relationships. This isn't new with technology. You know, we've had free television for a long time where value is exchanged between the broadcaster and the viewer, yet all of the monetization occurs through the advertising relationship. But this is really starting to accelerate as a result of technology and the web. When I go to a search engine, as a consumer, I get a tremendous amount of value out of it. But I don't pay the search engine for that value. The search engine monetizes it through advertising. Even some enterprise software is now being sold, quote, for free, supported by advertising. Another example is social networks or online communities. One called Sermo has licensed physicians getting together online to ask each other questions and interact, and none of them pay for that. But what's interesting is Sermo monetizes those conversations through companies that, such as pharmaceutical companies and regulators and even investors who want access to the conversations, interactions that those physicians are having. When you create an environment where a number of people are interacting or organizations are interacting, that creates a vast store of knowledge which can be quite valuably mined, and sometimes that data is most valuable to a third party. This is a clear application of network effects. As you increase the number of users, not only do you increase the amount of data, but oftentimes you increase the value of the network to other users. We're starting to see that really become important in some of these multi-sided business models called freemium. This is where the service is provided for free for many, many members or many consumers. You're charged an additional premium for additional services. These networks, whether they be photo sharing networks or online music networks, gain more value with every incremental addition of an individual to the network. And what that does is make that freemium service even more valuable to the people who are paying for it. We're seeing business models based on the understanding of location data. So either location data that comes from mobile phones and a reporting of where people are. You could be provided with a cell phone for free because the carrier is monetizing the value of the data that's generated by having that device. Multi-sided business models can be extremely disruptive to current industry structures. And so an executive should be asking, what happens if a disruptive player comes and provides a service or product for free? It can, in fact, be the basis of competition. One company's adjacent profit pool is another company's primary profit pool. And so understanding how that plays out is going to be quite challenging in some cases, but quite exciting for those who are willing to experiment in disrupting.